And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, July 9th, 2013. It's the birthday of the Queen of Romance, a woman who wrote more than 700 books, Barbara Cartland, born in Birmingham, England in 1901. She started working as a gossip columnist, became a society belle, and then started publishing romance novels. She always wore pink dresses, and she even launched a home decorating line complete with pink frilly home items. She was famous for following the same formula for every novel. She said, "The story is always going to be very much the same because the girl is pure and the man is not. The man will go to bed with any woman who takes his fancy, so I have got to keep him from going to bed with the heroine until page 200, when she has a wedding ring on her finger." She dictated all her novels and claimed this was one of the secrets to her success. She would dictate from a chaise longue with a rug at her feet and her pet Pekingese curled up next to her. It took her an average of 1 week to complete every novel. By the time she died in 2000 at the age of 98, she had sold more than 1 billion books. It's the birthday of the man called the Poet Laureate of Medicine, neurologist and writer Oliver Sacks, born in London in 1933. He has devoted his career to studying people with unusual neurological disorders and writing about them so that they seem like real people and not just case studies. His first book was Migraine, about migraine headaches, and it got good reviews. In the 1960s, he started working with survivors of the sleeping sickness epidemic that occurred between 1916 and 1927. These people had been in institutions ever since, still alive, but in unresponsive bodies. Sacks noted that many people had similar reactions as people suffering from Parkinson's disease, so he decided to treat them with the drug levodopa. Many of them woke up and were cognizant for the first time in 40 years. But it was extremely stressful for many of them to have lost so much time like that, and most of them went back to sleep. Sacks wrote a book about it, Awakenings, which was made into a movie starring Robert De Niro and Robin Williams. Oliver Sacks, who said, "Classical fables have archetypal figure heroes, victims, martyrs, warriors. Neurological patients are all of these. They are travelers to unimaginable lands, lands of which otherwise we should have no idea or conception." And here's a poem by W.D. Snodgrass, Lobsters in the Window. "First you think they are dead. Then you are almost sure one is beginning to stir out of the crushed ice, slow as the hands of a schoolroom clock. He lifts his one great claw and holds it over his head. Now he is trying to walk. But like a rundown toy, like the backward crabs we boys splashed after in the creek, trapped in jars or a net and then took home to keep, overgrown, retarded, weak, he is fumbling yet from the deep chill of his sleep, as if in a glacial thaw some ancient thing might wake, sore and cold and stiff, struggling to raise one claw like a defiant fist, yet wavering as if starting to swell and ache with that thick peg in the wrist. I should wave back, I guess, but still in his permanent clench, he's fallen back with the mass heaped in their common trench, who stir but do not look out through the rain-streaming glass, hear what the newsboys shout, or see the raincoats pass." Lobsters in the Window by W.D. Snodgrass from his collection of poems After Experience, published by Harper and Row and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. And this is Billy Collins, hoping you will join us next time here on the Writer's Almanac.